Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes to think about astronomy. One of the enjoyable aspects of stargazing is that because you have to be in a dark place, this usually means it will also be quiet. In fact, very quiet, and we think of space as a quiet place. Well, that depends what you mean by quiet. If our ears were large and sensitive enough, we may hear something like this. You just heard the sound emanating from the Crab Nebula. Sense organs are just a type of detector, like radio astronomy dishes, which are in fact just giant antennae doing much the same job as those found in natural creatures, vibrating and responding to certain energy frequencies. That particular sound was of a very famous star in a nebula called the Crab Nebula, and it's a supernova remnant in the constellation of Taurus. That is, it's what's left over when a type of large star has reached the end of its days. It's now a kind of pulsar, and these are stars which we can hear, given sensitive enough ears. A pulsar, short for pulsating radio star, is a highly magnetized rotating neutron star that emits a beam of electromagnetic radiation. This radiation can be observed only when the beam of emission is pointing towards Earth, much the same way a lighthouse can be seen only when the light's pointing towards the direction of the observer. And this is responsible for the pulsed appearance of emission. What you just heard, and I'll play it again, sounds like a tractor engine because it rotates at roughly the same times per second as a diesel engine, and that number, for those who like numbers, is 33. So here it is again. Well, in fact, you'd need extremely large and very sensitive ears to hear something like that. In fact, we can't hear any neutron stars with our own ears. These are very dense and have short, regular rotational periods and are only 10 to 15 kilometers in diameter. They are tiny, yet immensely dense. They were discovered in 1967 by Jocelyn Bell Burnell while she was researching for a PhD and were first proposed by Walter Bader and Fritz Zwicky in 1934 when they argued that a small, dense star consisting primarily of neutrons would result from a supernova. So these waves of energy being emitted from this special type of star can be picked up by radio telescopes. And what you just heard was a recording of the waves which came from a radio telescope and were picked up, I think, in Jodrell Bank in the UK. Pulsars are quite plentiful in galaxies and are very important to cosmologists and astronomers. And here's a bunch of pulsars in the globular cluster Tucanae 47. And this is a ball of stars 16,700 light years away from Earth, and it's 120 light years across. This globular cluster can be seen with the naked eye in the constellation of Tucanae and only from the southern hemisphere. Within this globular cluster are a few pulsars, and here they are for you to listen to. But given their different spin frequencies, they emit different tones, and these are much higher than the Crab Nebula pulsar we heard earlier. They sound a bit like an electric organ, and at the end of these series of pulsar noises, we've put them together in a discordant mess, so you can sound what it would be like if you were pointing your massive, sensitive ears in the direction of 47 Tucanae. Quite the cacophony. So this lasts for about a minute, so be prepared for some weird noises, and do not adjust your set. So there you have it, the sounds of the universe. That was a load of pulsars in Tucanae 47. And what a good thing our ears can't hear that well. The universe is a noisier place than you perhaps imagined, if you have the right detectors. And the Square Kilometre Array radio telescope being designed now will detect all kinds of noises and flashes in the universe, supplementing our limited earthbound eyes and ears. Well, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us a quiet and peaceful weekend.